we're here to really just push back against this rhetoric, to be honest. That's why I'm here. I'm here to say this is not okay.
Come on, people. We all agreed on this language. If we say all lives matter, let's mean it. You cannot exclude even one demographic, or the theory of all lives matter has no bearing.
I'm here to raise awareness to what a vote for Trump means. It's a vote against me as a queer person.
For me, it's about destigmatizing gun ownership. I mean, I'm just a normal guy who happens to have a rifle.
So I'm out here to represent every demographic as I possibly can and let them know that they matter.
The protester presence in Cleveland has been subdued and largely overwhelmed by a police and media presence. The Cleveland chapter of Black Lives Matter is noticeably absent from the demonstrations at the GOP convention. Without a vocal assurance from Cleveland law enforcement that they would be protected, they've decided not to protest. But Code Pink, the women-led anti-war grassroots organization, has been making a strong showing. Jody Evans is co-founder and co-director of Code Pink. Todd Zwillick talked to her about her mission and her experience in Cleveland this week.
Well, this is kind of the thoroughfare of how everybody gets to the convention. It's about time for everybody to be walking down to the convention hall. And so we just want to give them a message. Over here, since we've always been over on 4th Street, we wanted to have a new audience and, you know, leave a big and bold message about weapons.
The thoroughfare Jody is referring to leads to Public Square. It's one of the designated protest areas here in Cleveland. The Code Pink protesters were there to send a message.
The GOP and its candidate Trump seem to think hate is funny, and at Code Pink we know that hate and separation and division leads to war, not just globally, but in our country, and we're here to say no hate. It's not funny, and it's very serious. And so I disrupted the convention last night with a banner that said no racism, no hate, and was strangled with the American flag.
Their particular action required a little bit of planning and came with a little bit of risk.
All right, sure, we're just going to drop a giant banner off that parking lot across the street.
The problem, though, was that when they arrived at the location, there were lots of cops patrolling the garage. Ultimately, they decided to head back to the public square. A handful of people looked on as the banner was unfurled on the steps of the Soldiers and Sailors Monument. It read, "Arms are for hugging, not policing."
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, reporting from Cleveland. To see photos from yesterday's Code Pink demonstration, you can head on over to thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.